Welcome to episode 29. My name is Dustin, and you're listening to Secret Grasp. Secret Grasp is a podcast all about the mysterious and difficult to explain aspects of life. We cover topics relating to the paranormal, occult, conspiracy theories, cryptids, and other strange occurrences. You can find us on all of the major podcasting apps, and we've also got a video version of the podcast available on YouTube, so go check that out if you want to look at me while I'm talking. But today, we're going to be talking about John Titor. So John Titor is this supposed time travel guy from the internet, and he started off on the online message boards of the Time Travel Institute around the year 2000 using the username time_travel_0. And he claimed to be a time traveler from the year 2036. He made a lot of predictions. Some of them are specific, some of them are more vague. We'll get into the specific predictions later. So when he first started posting, the name John Titor wasn't being used. The post just discussed time travel in general. The first one post that he made was a 6-part description of what a time machine would need to actually work. And then he responded to questions about how time machines work. And the earlier messages that he posted tended to be kind of short. In his online postings, Titor claimed to be an American soldier from the year 2036 based in Tampa, Florida, who was assigned to a governmental time travel project. Supposedly, Titor had been sent back to the year 1975 to retrieve an IBM 5100 computer, which he said was needed to debug various computer problems in the year 2036. This might be referring to what's called the Unix problem. So it's similar to like in the year Y2K in the year 2000, how people thought when we hit the millennium that it would screw up all the computers. There's something like that with how, I don't know, the computer stuff works with the bits and bytes, but the year 2038 is like the end of that cycle. So the 5100 computer runs the APL and basic programming languages. Titor had been selected for the mission specifically, given that his grandfather was directly involved in the assembly and programming of the 5100. Titor claimed to be on a stopover in the year 2000, quote-unquote, for personal reasons, which might have been to collect pictures lost in his future Civil War and to visit his family members, who he spoke to often. When questioned about an online subscriber, Titor often expressed interest in mysteries such as UFOs, which still remain unexplained even in the year 2036. Titor thought that maybe UFOs and extraterrestrials were travelers from even much further along in his own timeline, with superior time machines. So let's talk about this supposed time machine that John Titor said that he had in his possession. So he described this machine on several occasions. In an early post, he described it as, quote, stationary mass temporal displacement unit powered by two topspin dual positive singularities producing a standard offset Tipler sinusoid. So obviously this means nothing to me. If you're like a super smart scientist, maybe this sounds real, or maybe it's just technical jargon all strung together. I can't really verify any of it, but supposedly this machine was made by General Electric. In his early post, he said exactly what the time machine contained. So there's two magnetic housing units for the dual microsingularities. There's an electron injection manifold to alter mass and gravity of the microsingularities. There's a cooling and x-ray venting system, gravity sensors, or a variable gravity lock, 4 main cesium clocks, 3 main computer units, and according to the posts, this device was installed in the rear of a 1966 Chevrolet Corvette convertible. A later post also mentioned a 1987 truck with a 4-wheel drive. This kind of ruins it a little bit for me, because like, how many people today do you see driving around in like a 1966 car? Or a 1987 car. I guess if he was going back to 1975, maybe the 1966 car would make sense and still be there. But like in the year 2000, it doesn't make sense so much. Like I can't even think of cars very often from like the 90s that I see driving around. But basically, how time travel works, according to John Titor, is you travel backwards along your own timeline. But once you stop the time machine, a new timeline is created. Because something has changed, which is obviously your time machine is there when it wasn't before. So it's like a new timeline breaks off. So he went to the year 1975 first and then jumped to 2000 on his way home for personal reasons. He stayed in the year 2000 for several years, waiting for a favorable window to open up to jump back to his own timeline. And supposedly, all of this technology was the result of a breakthrough at CERN and with a Large Hadron Collider. There's also a real scientist named Frank Tipler, who's alive today, that he credits with making the time travel possible. There is actually something called a Tipler cylinder that already exists today, but obviously I think Tipler has weighed in on this and he doesn't understand how the technology would work at this point. Also, about that 5100 computer, there's only like 20 scientists in the world that knew that that computer had secret features. I think I'll talk about that a bit later, but first let's go over some of the predictions that John Titor made. So first, it's important to note that he invokes the many-world interpretation of quantum mechanics, where events from his timeline may differ from our own. Titor also expressed that the differences were minimal, though, so his descriptions might have been interpreted as predictions and compared with historical events since 2001. So Titor said, quote, "Simply by traveling back in time, I have created a new world line distinct from the one in which I grew up," end quote. His presence here, maybe his warnings, created a temporal divergence that changed the future and his world line. So he said, the longer he's here, the larger that divergence becomes. So that might be why some of his predictions haven't come true and why some are like semi-true, but it's they like shifted a little bit. The most immediate of Titor's predictions was that there was an upcoming civil war in the United States that had to do with order and rights. He said that this would begin in 2005 with civil unrest surrounding a presidential election of that year. This civil conflict would be categorized as, quote, having a Waco-type event every month that gets steadily worse. And it would be at pretty much everyone's doorstep by the year 2008. As a result of the war, the United States would split off into five regions based on various factors and differing military objectives. This civil war, according to Titor, would end in 2015 with a brief but intense World War III. And this civil war in the United States, the war that it leads to, would end up killing 3 million people after a limited nuclear strike between the U.S. and Russia. Obviously, a civil war didn't happen, but to me, it's like it got shifted back a bit, and we're like on the brink of the civil war now, which makes it really interesting, because he says all the stuff about like presidential election leading up to it, and it really sounds like Trump and like everything that's happened since then. Titor references the exchange as end day, when that nuclear limited strike happens. Washington, D.C., Jacksonville, Florida are specific mentioned as being hit. After the war, Omaha, Nebraska would become the new U.S. capital. Titor was vague about the exact motivations for World War III. At one point, he categorized the hostilities as being led by border clashes and overpopulation. He also pointed out the contemporary conflict between Arabs and Israel as not a cause, but rather a milestone that precedes a hypothetical World War III. So this is even weirder. He's talking about like Russia and border clashes and with everything that's gone on so far this year. It's just kind of weird. It's like the timeline shifted like 15 years into the future, but now it's finally coming true. I don't know. So Titor claimed that as a 13-year-old in 2011, he joined the Fighting Diamondbacks, a shotgun infantry unit in Florida, for at least 4 years. In other posts, he described himself as hiding from the war. Titor claimed the Everett Wheeler model of quantum physics, better known as the many worlds interpretation. According to Titor, yeah, this caused a new time stream to form, like I mentioned, every time he travels in time. This also makes his predictions somewhat non-falsifiable, because believers can say that the events were averted by Titor posting about them, or he might have actually interfered himself with them. Another big prediction that he gave was the cancellation of the Olympics in 2004 due to world conflict. I forget if one of the Olympics actually got canceled due to COVID, but he also claimed that the 2008 Olympics in Beijing would be canceled for some reason. And he also said a pandemic would affect America and continue until the year 2036. Titor went missing after posting his last internet post in March 2001. And in his last post, he suggested that everybody should always keep a gas can in their car, which would come in handy in case of a sudden breakdown in the middle of the road. He was also famous for trying to alert anybody that would listen about the threat of something called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is spread through beef products. So this is kind of like mad cow, where I think what it is is if you feed the brains of cows to other cows, they get infected with this, just kind of like mad cow. So the scary thing about this is that it could have already happened, but it supposedly takes like a decade or so for it to develop in people. So we might already be affected by this and not even realize it. John Titor also said that we wouldn't find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, which we didn't in 2003. And he said China would send an astronaut into orbit, and they did in 2003 as well. John Titor also said there's no future after the year 2564. Time travelers, when they try and go to that year or farther, they just kind of hit a brick wall. And even in his own time, they don't really know why this is the thing right now. So there have been some problems with his technology pointed out. So there's a demonstration image that he provided, and there's a laser pointer beam that's being bent, supposedly, which shows an inconsistency because however the machine and stuff works, the beam shouldn't be bent or something like that. I don't really understand how that works, but people said that it might have not been an actual laser. It might have been like an optical fiber. Titor also claimed, like I said, he went back to obtain this IBM 5100 computer because it could translate several types of computer code. So an IBM engineer, Bob Dubke, did say that the statements about the 5100's little-known ability to emulate and debug mainframe systems was correct. Supporters state this information was not publicly available yet in 2000 or 2001 when Titor made his declaration, and Titor himself stated that this feature was discovered as late as 2036 when Unix, as the underlying source behind all computer operating systems still running local infrastructures and other computational attacks, was only 2 years away from no longer functioning due to the 32-bit integer limitations. However, this emulation capability was well known in the industry and commented on in depth in numerous publications dealing with the 5100. References to this fact were available on the internet as early as 1999 and therefore predated Titor's postings. This is a fairly obscure bit of trivia, however, which suggests that whoever was behind the Titor postings at least had quite a deal of knowledge about old computers. There's also some problems with the story. Numerous people have said that how there's like a similarity between Titor's story and a book called Atlas Babylon. So in that book, it takes place in a small town in Florida just before and after a nuclear war, and talks about a family's struggle to survive the aftermath. And in the book, the protagonist lives in a mythical town of Fort Repose, while Titor claimed to live in the fort, formerly University of Florida. The internal consistency with Titor's story has been questioned. For example, in some posts, he claims that money is still widely used and people still have credit cards, despite his statement that centralized banking no longer exists. So this could be an inconsistency, or this could be an implication that things like cryptocurrencies have risen up and taken the place of currencies. So basically, we've got our own private currencies. Another posting, he speculated that today's dollar would be usable in his time, but this would only be after the reorganization of the federal government, according to his own post history, which would make the currency worthless. So it's kind of contradictory there. There's other problems. So his first appearance appears to not be in 2000, but he seems to have actually sent a fax to Art Bell's radio program, Coast to Coast AM, in the year 1998. And when he began posting the online story, failed to mention that in the 1998 faxes to Art Bell, he said Y2K is a disaster. Many people freeze to death while trying to get to warmer weather. The government tries to keep power by instituting martial law. In the online story, Titor stated that part of his mission was to prevent the coming world war by changing history. Yet in an IRC chat in October 2000, a month before he began posting, Titor was asked if the future could be changed from his predictions, and he answered, "It's too late. I just wish the things didn't have to happen the way they will." The stated mission contradicts with his other posts explaining the multiverse theory as well. And there was an Italian TV program where this investigator tried to look into John Titor. like the U.S. registries and stuff. He discovered there was a company called the John Titor Foundation. This is a for-profit Florida LLC that was formed in September 16th, 2003. It had no office. It was just a rented postal box, and no tapes, recordings, or evidence of Titor was ever found. Only Larry Haber, the CEO of John Titor Foundation, and an entertainment lawyer in Celebration, Florida, confirmed his existence. Lynch's conclusion is that John Titor might have been John Rick Haber, a computer expert who is Larry Haber's brother. This should be kind of easy to verify if John Titor is a real person too, because in 2036, if he's like 30 or whatever, then that means he's actually alive now and like a teenager. So I don't know if anybody's ever looked into trying to find the teenage John Titor or not. But that's all that I've got on John Titor for this one. So if you like this kind of content on paranormal and mysterious topics, you want to check out some of my other episodes, I'd really appreciate it if you subscribed and come back to check out some of my future episodes. It really does help support the podcast. But that's it for this one. We'll be in touch soon.